Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one. Are you ready for a good time?
You're listening to Sports Overnight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is in your face. Straight up and live from the Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco, and I welcome you to the grill, baby. For the next hour, we'll talk a little sports, a little entertainment, a little attitude. We'll have some fun. You can join us if you like on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hey, it's Saturday night, Sunday morning on the East Coast. If you're drunk, I understand. Don't want to embarrass yourself. How about this? The guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1610. That's right. Let me run that by again. If you're drunk, don't want to act like a fool on the radio, I understand. Here's the guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1975, the Warriors were heavy underdogs, and they upset the Washington Bullets in four games. That's right. Just what the Wizards called back then, the Washington Bullets. Four games, they were heavy underdogs. In this series, they were favored heavily. Of course, in that game one choke by Cleveland, that basically set the table for the rest of the series. No doubt about it. Steph Curry and those guys deserve props. But game one, what a monumental streak by the Cleveland Cavaliers. As I said, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Dom's Diner will be here. That's right. Seth Byers will be here as well. The King, LeBron James. Everybody tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. How about you? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no commitment, drunk text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Live from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, I am the Taco Man, and this is Johnny Taco Radio.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our packaged boats in addition to any other rebate. Hey, join the G3 life at g3boats.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Here late night every night, I deliver a monologue comprised of jokes written by a diverse team of writers. As a result, a lot of jokes come across my desk that, due to my being a straight white male, would be difficult for me to deliver. But we don't think that should stop you from enjoying them, so we'd like to share them with you now in a segment we call Jokes Seth Can't Tell. These are two of our writers, Amber and Jenny.
I'm black.
And I'm gay.
And we're both women.
And I'm not. So here's how this works. I'll read the setup for these jokes, and Amber and Jenny will read the punchlines. Here we go. According to a recent study, gay men often deepen their voices when meeting someone new.
While lesbians don't have to.
The Brooklyn Museum recently hired a white curator of African art.
So, congratulations, Rachel Dolezal.
According to a recent report, lesbian women are relatively invisible in movies.
But I bet you can spot one in Mulan.
Oh, wait. Meghan Markle has allegedly put Prince Harry on a pre-wedding diet.
Just what every black woman wants, a skinny white man.
A popular gay website recently posted an article titled, What It's Like to Be a Lesbian in the UK.
Well, for one thing, instead of lesbians, they're called crisps.
Wait, then what do they call potato chips?
Lesbians. Bet you can't eat just one.
Jenny! A recent study shows that more black families are choosing to homeschool their children.
Or as the authorities call it, truancy.
According to a recent study, women who have sex with women are much more likely to orgasm.
So if you want to see lesbians faking it, check our prom photos.
So, Jenny, does that mean you took a boy to prom?
I did.
Why?
The theme was lying to yourself.
Oh. Kendrick Lamar recently became the first rapper to win a Pulitzer Prize for music.
And Kanye recently became the first rapper to win a Pulitzer Prize for fool.
Amber, that's not nice.
I'm sorry, you're right. Let's try it again.
Okay. Kendrick Lamar recently became the first rapper to win a Pulitzer Prize for music.
Can I hold it? Asked Kanye about Trump's
Which one is going to take this next one?
You know what? Neither of us. Because we brought a friend to do it.
Come on out!
Hey, Michelle Wolf, everybody! Woo! Come on, Michelle! Welcome back!
everyone.
Yeah, okay. All right, you ready? Here we go, Michelle. A new study has found that women shop on Amazon more often than men.
Because women are more familiar with the concept of waiting 2 days to come.
Michelle!
I have Prime. Okay, let me do another one.
Okay, but please, Michelle, please make it less dirty.
Okay.
Florida police say a fisherman was recently arrested for splashing water on a group of manatees that were mating.
Said one female manatee, at least somebody finally got me wet.
Michelle! That's worse than the first one.
Hey, what? They're in danger! Seth, why don't you tell
them? Oh, no, you guys, I couldn't.
No, just one!
No, I feel like I'll get in trouble if I tell one. Okay, if you guys promise to have my back. New York police officers this week helped a black woman deliver her baby on the side of the road. Said police, come out with your hands up!
How dare you!
You told me it would be okay!
You should be ashamed of yourself!
That was not in the spirit of being men!
Lesbians, black women, and redheads are liars!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What can I say about Seth Meyers that hasn't already been said?
Yeah, he's a great one, no doubt about it. The king of late night TV, no doubt about it. The great Seth Meyers on CBS television. Now, let's go from CBS and their late night star to our late night star. Let's talk about the great Dominic Jimenez, of course, in Dom's Diner, baby.
Hey there, what's happening? Ding, ding, the diner is open. Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Overnight America, Dom's Diner. We got another great week of specials talking about the best and the worst in the world of sports. This is going to be an all-winners edition of the diner.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
I don't want to waste any more of your time. I know you're dying to have these winners. So here we go. First off, got to start. Golden State Warriors, Friday night, they win their third title in 4 years. They sweep the Cavs with a huge blowout win in Game 4. They are now tied for the third most titles as a franchise in NBA history. Who would have thought? These three titles moved them up, just shot them up. Now they're tied for third with the Chicago Bulls with 6 franchise titles. Obviously, the Celtics number one, the Lakers number two. If the team stays the same, all the things considered, it's going to be hard to imagine them not winning any titles in the next 5 years. It's Steph Curry, amazing. He finally had a quality finals where he could have won finals MVP. He didn't. That honor went to Kevin Durant again. More on him in just a little bit. But the Golden State Warriors primed, prepped, prepared to just dominate the league for the years to come. What's going to happen with LeBron James? Is he going to stay in Cleveland? I personally doubt it. Is he going to go to Houston, the Lakers, Portland, the Sixers? No lack of landing places for LeBron. People will take him anywhere. No teams are in a position to be like, yeah, LeBron wouldn't make us better, Golden State included. So shout out. I think it's official. 3 titles in 4 years, 4 straight appearances. Dynasty, baby. Second winners, Las Vegas. Yes, the Golden Knights did lose to the Washington Capitals in the Stanley Cup Finals, but the city of Vegas, more specifically the sports books, are major winners because the Knights lost. Entering the season, remember, the Vegas Golden Knights are an expansion team. Not quite a regular expansion team. Teams were only able to protect 8 of their players from the expansion draft. It should have been more. So Vegas was able to get quality players like Marc-Andre Fleury and Brad Marchessault. So plenty of quality players to be had by Vegas in the expansion draft. However, they were still 500-1 odds to win the Stanley Cup at the beginning of the year. That's at the Westgate Superbook, one of the biggest sports books in Las Vegas. Approximately $8 to $10 million was going to be lost if the Vegas Knights won the Stanley Cup. So, yes, as a city, they got to be bummed. Their expansion team, the story of the year, it's a bummer they didn't win. But the sports books are breathing a sigh of relief because that's $8 to $10 million they didn't have to pay out. That they were not expecting to have to pay out, and then until, Golden Knights are in the finals, Stanley Cup finals. Uh-oh. That money's safe. Fear not. Any more sports books in Vegas. Kevin Durant, my third winner this week. Like I said, back-to-back finals, MVP, back-to-back championship titles. He took a lot of heat. He took a lot of flack. He took a beating on social media, a beating everywhere. Oh, how could you leave the Thunder and go join the team that you just lost to? The team that's been in the finals 2 years in a row? How could you? How dare you, Kevin Durant? Well, guess what? You can call him a snake. You can call him a punk. You can call him Benedict Arnold, whatever you want. Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City to join the Golden State Warriors to accomplish one thing. That was to win a title. Well, guess what? In his two seasons with the Warriors, Kevin Durant has two titles and two finals MVPs. So you can talk all you want. Kevin Durant left OKC, left Russell Westbrook, go to the Warriors to win titles, and he's two for two. You cannot argue and say, oh, whatever, he's a punk. He went out to accomplish something, and he's accomplished it. Back-to-back finals MVPs to go with his two titles. Kevin Durant has to be a winner. There's no doubt about it. But wait, there's more. Fourth winners this week, the Washington Capitals. After 44 years, 3,701 regular and postseason games, and 28 playoff appearances, which, by the way, was the most by an NHL, MLB, NBA, or NFL team at the time of its first title. The Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights in the finals. Alex Ovechkin, who is going to go down in history as one of the all-time greats, he did not have a Stanley Cup win. Not that they were going to hold it against him, but that's obviously a blemish on what is a very outstanding, one of an all-time great career for Alexander Ovechkin. He got his title. And yes, while DC United has won four MLS Cups since 1996, the district's teams in the four major sports had combined to go 91 seasons without a title since Washington won the Super Bowl 26 in January of 1992. So Washington's been waiting, it's been a while, and the Capitals delivered winners this week. Final winners this week, the United States men's national team soccer. No, they're not going to be in the World Cup next week. That's a major, absolute embarrassment, yes. But the youth movement is underway. I think we're going to start to see a changing of the guard. Tim Weah, Weston McKinney, Josh Sargent, Bobby Wood, DeAndre Yedlin, Julian Green, those kind of guys. We're going to start seeing them more often than Clinton Dempsey and Michael Bradley and Josie Altidore, and that's a good thing. And on Saturday, they earned a very impressive 1-1 draw against France in France as they prepare for the World Cup next week. France had all their guys. Antoine Griezmann, Hugo Lloris was in goal, Kylian Mbappe was there, N'Golo Kanté was there. All of their guys, Paul Pogba was there. France had their A-team ready in the final tune-up before the World Cup. Now, yes, they may not have been trying as hard as they normally would if it was a World Cup game. Obviously, in a friendly a week out from the World Cup, you just don't want to get hurt. That's your only goal. But the U.S. played a very good game. In fact, the goal scored by Julian Green in the 44th minute for the United States was the first goal the men's national team has scored in France in 94 years. That goal came against Estonia at the Olympics. First ever goal they have scored against France ever. So shout out to the men's national team. Things are on the things are looking up for them. All right, and finally, no more winners, but I gotta say what.
Say what?
LeBron James and his broken hand. Apparently, LeBron James, after the Cavaliers were swept, confessed to, hey, I had a self-inflicted hand, broken hand. I did it myself after game one. It kind of came off a little bit bad. You know what I'm saying? Yes. On one hand, wow, LeBron had a triple-double in game three. LeBron James had a near triple-double in game two. He was awesome, and he was playing with a broken hand. But on the other hand, not saying anything and then mentioning it, oh yeah, by the way, I've had a broken hand, after you get swept, kind of sounds like you're making an excuse and a cop-out as to why you got swept. Is that maybe why they got swept? That's a possibility. But you know what? It comes off pretty bad. Sorry, LeBron. Say what? Come on. The timing of that's really bad. All right. Time to close up shop here at the diner. That's all I've got. Let's throw this thing back to Johnny Taco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Seth, congratulations. Valeria Rubino, Viaggio Sport, Corriere della Sera. Winning two championships back-to-back is extremely hard. And then with a sweep, what's the feeling? What's going through your mind right now?
I'm just extremely grateful for the team I get to play for, and just all that's gone into being back, you know, as champs again. And this year was pretty crazy in general with all that we went through with injuries and the struggles throughout the regular season. You know, looking at this playoff journey, we knew it wasn't going to be as easy as last year when it comes to our record and things like that. The challenges that faced us. So in October we wanted to be back in this moment. A lot went into it, and it's a great feeling to be back here.
Tim in the back. After so many ups and downs, as you mentioned, you got to accomplish the ultimate goal for a basketball player. What's your message to kids who dream big but want to accomplish a dream, but they're facing so many difficulties?
And you just have confidence in yourself, no matter what. That's the thing that has helped me get to where I'm at. No matter if you have a bad shooting night, or you know, dealing with injuries, or whatever the challenge is, the confidence in yourself and the people that you put around you that can, you know, breathe life into you and breathe that confidence into you. That's what makes it all worth it, and that's the moments that you appreciate. You know, being able to see the end goal, win or lose, really, as long as you give your best effort.
We have time for the last two. Chris, and over here.
Chris Haynes, ESPN, Steph to your left. A couple years ago, after you won the first title, you made a remark about you hope the locker room still smelled like champagne when you come back and visit. Cleveland didn't like that, and They ended up winning that next year and did the same thing on your court. What, can you describe the feeling of how it is to celebrate on somebody else's court in front of all their fans?
It's different just because, yeah, it's just you and your families out there, and some of their fans stayed and booed us the whole time we were out there. So kind of part of the territory. But thinking back, you know, 2015, that was my first, our first one, and didn't really know how to, you know, celebrate and just enjoy the moment. Everything just kind of came pretty fast. Last year was different being at Oracle. There was just a different energy in the building, and that was something to remember. But this year, just to get to the finish line, I didn't care what arena we were in. You know, we wanted to just be the champs, see that trophy again, and enjoy each other's company and out there and just have fun. And that's what happened. So I'm soaking wet right now, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of this.
Last question over here on the right, fourth row.
Hi, Steph. Maya from Rakuten Japan. Three times NBA champion. How are you feeling right now? Does it always feel that, are you used to this feeling, or does it still feel fresh to you?
It feels so fresh. When you get on the podium and you realize all the hard work that you put into it and all that you've been through led to that moment, it never gets dull, it never gets boring, it never gets, it's always just a freshness about that moment. And you kind of don't know what to say. You see all your teammates, you're hugging them, you're dapping them up, you're looking for your family. Everything that goes into, you know, me being able to do what I do for a living and to, you know, aspire to win championships, all those emotions kind of come crashing down in that moment. And that's why I got a big smile on my face right now. So I'm gonna try to hold it on to as long as I can.
Coming up on 3.5 remaining as Golden State. Curry way outside, another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His 9th three-pointer of the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Welcome to your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. That's right, Francisco Paco Valcarcel, the president of the WBO, of course, and myself and the entire crew, we're going to Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. That's right, the annual WBO convention will be held in the hometown of the great late Alexis Arguello. So some boxing history, no doubt about that. We'll have fun, we'll have a good time, and you can be part of the show. That's right, if you'd like to attend the WBO convention, go to WBOboxing.com, that's WBOboxing.com, and check out the convention news and how you can get there and buy tickets, all that kind of good stuff. We'll see you in Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. Speaking of the WBO, tonight, the WBO Welterweight Championship, that's right, was on the line. Bottom line is ESPN doing their thing, of course, with Bob Arum in Top Rank, putting on great shows, no doubt about it. But guess who was on top? I'm talking about the kid. We've had him on the show in the past. Of course, I cruise with him when I go to these WBO conventions. They call him Bud. Little Bud, not Little Bud, Bud. Terrence Bud Crawford, 33-0 now, 24 KOs, stepped up to 147 and stopped WBO welterweight title holder. I'm talking about Jeff Horn. Of course, Jeff Horn, the man that beat Manny Pacquiao about 6-8 months ago. No big thing there because Pacquiao's like older than dirt. Although, Manny will be in the best shape of his life, I'm telling you, for this next fight. I've watched him in training. I've never seen him look this good. He looks old. Manny Pacquiao, what I mean is the old Manny Pacquiao, meaning the young Manny Pacquiao, his face, the bones are sticking out of his face. He looks like he's really dedicated to this fight. Of course, he knows Lucas Matisse comes to rumble, comes to fight. He's a naturally bigger guy, and he cracks harder than Manny Pacquiao. So Manny's got a bit of a, Manny's got a hard night in front of him against Lucas Matisse, no doubt about it, in Kuala Lumpur in just about a month. Straight up, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the WBC welterweight, take that back, super welterweight championship. 154-pound champion Jermall Charlo scored a 12-round majority knockout over former world champion Austin Trout. Trout has to be the most unlucky guy in the entire world. He loses fights he's never supposed to lose because people or judges don't appreciate his pure boxing style. Now 31-5, the former WBA champion, 17 KOs. That was Saturday night at the Staples Center, of course, in
L.A. Bottom line is, Charlo dropped Trout in round 3 and 9, scores a 113-113. That means one judge had it even, one judge had it 115-111, another judge had it 118-108. So three different scores, three different fights. What were they watching? One guy didn't give Austin Trout a single round, 108, 108 points. He didn't get any points, didn't win any rounds, okay? One judge gave him three rounds. The other judge had an even. What's going on there? Three different judges? If I was running the Nevada State Athletic Commission, take it back, the California State Athletic Commission down there at the Forum tonight or wherever the Staples Center, I'd be asking these guys, hey, man, afterwards, what fight were you watching? What fight were you watching? Straight up, I wasn't a bit impressed by the judges' decisions in that fight, no doubt about it. Of course, judges' decisions, how can I criticize judges? I don't criticize them because I'm licensed with the Association of Boxing Commissions. I passed my exams, all that kind of good stuff. So I'm sanctioned to judge boxing, but I don't criticize other judges to the extent where you call them bums, you call them blind, and that kind of stuff. You know, everybody has a bad night. And unfortunately, tonight, it looks like three guys had three different scores, three different fights. We'll have to figure out which one was exactly right. Maybe they'll have a rematch, maybe not. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we're talking combat sports. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow morning. Sunday morning, this morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, and of course, 2 o'clock on the East Coast. That's right, Ring Talk Live Worldwide with Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, later today, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Your combat sports update is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, Taco and the Gang, we're going to Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd, the annual WBO convention. You can join us, check it out, WBOboxing.com. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
I think what people don't understand, people that never played the game of basketball or never played team sports, is that only to succeed, it has to be a team effort. You know I get a lot of the headlines, win, lose, or draw, whatever the case may be, but in order to be successful, it's a team game. I learned that from when I first started to pick up a basketball to play organized basketball at age 9. So you get all the doubters and people who've never stepped in an arena, who's never played basketball, who's never put on a tank top and shorts, who've never played anything organized, always want to try to kill my teammates. And it's unfair to them, but I'm always stay true to the game of basketball because the game of basketball always stay true to me. And that's why we're going to another finals, because my teammates played the hell of a game.
On one break for Boston, Rozier to the basket. Oh, blocked by James. He did it again.
This is Sports Overnight America.
First question, Joe, on the left side, second row.
Joe Barton, Cleveland.com. LeBron, we're just learning about your hand injury, and we can obviously see the brace. Can you take us through what happened and if it caused you any problems over the final three games?
What happened? Self-inflicted. Post-game after game one. Very emotional. For a lot of different reasons, understanding how important a game one is on the road for our ball club. What would that done for us? The way we played, the calls that was made throughout the course of that game, and I had emotions on, the game was taken away from us. I had emotions of you just don't get an opportunity like this on the road versus Golden State to be able to get a game one. And, I let the emotions get the best of me and pretty much played the last three games with a broken hand. So that's what it is.
And then I recognize the finals just ended, but I know you're ready for these questions. Do you feel like you've played your last game for the Cavs?
I have no idea at this point. The one thing that I've always done is consider, obviously my family, understanding, especially where my boys are at this point in their age. They were a lot younger the last time I made a decision like this 4 years ago. I got a teenage boy, a preteen, and a little girl right now that wasn't around as well. Sitting down and considering everything, but my family is a huge part of whatever I've decided to do in my career, and they will continue to be that. So I don't have an answer for you right now as far as that.
Tim, all the way in the back.
LeBron, two questions. One, all the way in the back. Two questions. One, how do you want this season to be remembered, given, guys in their 15th year don't do this at all? How do you want this year to be remembered?
For me personally?
Yes.
I have no idea. That's for you guys to kind of figure out how you want to characterize my 15th season. It's definitely been a whirlwind. It's been ups and downs. It's been good. It's been bad. For me, I just try to be consistent throughout the course of the season, be the leader I know I can be for this ball club, for this franchise every night, no matter what was going on from the outside or the inside, and, be reliable every single day, showing up to work every single day, putting in the work and, grinding every single day. So, I have no idea how the story will be talked about in my season, but, I know I punch the clock in every single day, and that's for me to, and I understand that, and I'm okay with that.
And to kind of follow up on one of Joe's questions, you've gone through this dance that's coming this summer. You've gone through this a few times. Do you anticipate this just because of, like you said, the family and, your kids going into high school and your age and all those things? Do you anticipate this summer being the toughest as far as deciding what the right path for you is?
No, I felt like 10 was the toughest.
Rachel up front.
Rachel Nichols, ESPN. LeBron, how would you characterize these playoffs for you?
For me personally?
And the team.
I wondered if we could hit a switch some way, somehow, just because of the course of the regular season. It was just like, I don't know. You guys asked me a lot. Our beat writers, kind of asked us throughout the whole season, and then we made the trades, and right before the playoffs, a couple weeks before the playoffs, do you feel like your team is ready for the postseason? I didn't know. It was just the unknown. Our season was kind of the unknown, and I wondered if we can hit a switch in the postseason. I figured if I stayed laser sharp, if I came in with the right mentality, if I came in with the right mindset, that I could, you know, help fast track this, you know, throughout a lot of the games in the postseason because of my experience and because some of the other guys that experienced a lot of games, and I was able to do that. We was able to do that. And, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I think it's never a success, you know, it's never a success in the postseason when you lose, not for me. I have no idea. But for me personally, you know, like I said, being reliable to my teammates, being able to play the game at a higher level with as many games and as many miles that I have on my body and you know, put together a run like I had in the postseason, it's something that I can, you know, kind of remember. The ending is obviously still fresh and still new, and you never want to lose, and especially in this fashion, being a competitor. But it is what it is, and, you know, like I said, I punch my clock every day.
I know you have no way to know yet whether your time here is over or not, but I'm wondering what playing with the word Cleveland across your chest has meant to you for this second run.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I came back because I felt like I had some unfinished business, you know, and, you know, to be able to be a part of the championship team 2 years ago with the team that we had and in the fashion that we had is something I will always remember. Obviously, I think we all remember that. I mean, it ended the drought for Cleveland. It was 50-plus years. I think we will all remember that in sports history. So, you know, when you have a goal, I think any individual, anybody, male, female, whoever the case may be, when you have a goal and you like seek that goal out and you dream about that dream and you put everything and you can to guys like this brace, huh? Guys like this cast, huh? You want me to sit right here for it? I don't even know where I was, Rach. I'm sorry. Next question. I'm sorry.
Good. Dave, standing on the left.
Dave McMenamin, ESPN. LeBron, in 2010, you basically started or were part of a team starting from scratch in 2014, same process, and then 4 months ago, and were able to get to the finals. If you had to do that again in your career, you know, basically start a team from scratch, what have you learned from this year that – you know, you had a different team in February from what you were playing with in the finals.
Well, it's definitely not the most comfortable thing, you know, to start a team from scratch because the most important is health, because you need to, you know, build chemistry so fast and camaraderie so fast on the floor. And if you have multiple injuries or you have multiple bodies out, you know, when you're starting fresh, it's too hard, you know. And I think, you know, with this season, that's what you kind of saw. The difference between this season and the difference between my first year in Miami, we didn't have many injuries at all. We were definitely fresh together, but myself and D. Wade and Bosch, you know, UD, you know, Mike Miller had a few injuries, but Chalmers was available, you know, and pretty much our team, we were pretty solid as far as not being injury prone. Obviously, my first year back here, we were headed in the right direction, and then we hit the postseason, and Kev has a separated shoulder with the tie with Olenek, and then Kyrie, you know, goes down in the first or second possession in overtime of game one in the finals. You know, so, I mean, that's just huge. So, you know, being a part of the start fresh mode is something that you definitely don't want to be a part of. It's you know, it has his pros, and it definitely has its cons.
Jason, up here.
The Athletic. When you tell Rachel you came back as an unfinished business, does one championship finish that business?
I mean, that's a trick question at the end of the day, and I'm not falling for that.
It's not a trick.
No, yes, it is. I mean, for me, I still have so much to give to the game. And, you know, like I said, when you have a goal and you're able to accomplish that goal, it actually – for me personally, it made me even more hungry to continue to try to win championships, and I still want to be in championship mode, and I think I've showed this year why I will still continue to be in championship mode.
And when you came back in 14 and we did the thing at InfoCision, understanding things can change in 4 years, but you said you don't plan on going anywhere. You can't go through this again. What did you mean by that, and what's this process like, this free agency process of having to make a decision of where? What can you just take us through, shed some light on what that process is like?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to take you throughout the whole process. That's not fun. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, when I decide what I'm going to do with my future, you know, my family and the folks that have been with me for the last, you know, 20 years pretty much, will have a say-so. And then it ultimately will come down to me. So we'll see what happens.
Howard, standing on the left.
Howard Beckham, Bleacher Report. LeBron, when you made the move in 2010, obviously you had certain goals and things in mind that made you pushed you toward that decision. Similar 2014. Are the decisions or the thought process, priorities different at age 33, 15 years in, than they would have been at those other junctures?
No, I don't think so. You know, to be able to, you know, I made the move in 2010 to be able to, you know, play with talented players, cerebral players, that you could see things that happen before they happen on the floor, and your teammate can do the same. You know, throughout the course of a season, throughout the course of a game, throughout the course of a playoffs, throughout the course of the finals. So when you feel like when you feel like you're really good at your craft, I think it's always great to be able to be around you know, other great minds as well. You know, and other great ball players in my instance, and other great you know, just, you know, I think studies of the game itself. So that's never changed. Even when I came here, you know, in 14, I want to try to surround myself and surround this franchise with, you know, great minds and guys that actually think outside the box of the game and not just go out and play it.
Mark, last one in the back left.
Hi, New York Times. LeBron, whatever you decide this summer, how likely is it that down the road you would want to actually own the Cavs and be the guy in charge here?
Well, that top athlete money per year thing came out last week, and I was six. So I'm in no way, shape, and form putting myself in a position right now to own a team. I think Floyd was one at like 252. So obviously I don't have a box in hand. So boxing won't be the sport I'll be going to. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, Mark, I think for me, staying around the game, being around the game, will be something I'll probably do for the rest of my life. Either, you know, while I'm playing for this, you know, this later stage of my career, you know, advising, you know, people in the NBA, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I got two boys that play the game as well. So, I don't know. You know, I can't predict the future on ownership and things of that nature, but. I have a lot of knowledge of the game. I understand talent. I know talent. But I know the right questions to ask certain guys and see if they're smart enough to actually think the game as well. So we'll see what happens.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker
to facilitate some of the offense. Defense!
Defense! Cleveland won the season series against Toronto with a record of 2-1. LeBron James, explosive.
The celebration starts here in Cleveland. Kenzo Oladipo's shot is good with 8/10 of a second remaining. Cavs inbound. And it's on to the second round.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information.
You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Sitting in a coffee shop just minding my own affairs when all of a sudden this policeman caught me unawares. He said, "Is your name Pedro?" I said, "Yeah, I guess so." He said, "Then come with me because you're the man we've been looking for." I said, "Hey, man, I've been framed." "Hey, no, really, man, I was framed. I never do nothing wrong, man. But every time I get the blame, I've been framed." Put me in the lineup and let the bright lights shine. There was 10 poor dudes like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of somebody's evil plans when this scroungy looking dude came up and said,
"Yeah, that's him, man."
Hey, wait a minute, man, I've been framed, man.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Wrapping things up here on the Taco Man Radio Show. Don't forget, folks, Taco Man Radio comes to you on Sports File and SB Nation Radio each and every Saturday night. That's 10 p.m. on the left coast, 1 a.m. on the right coast, and, of course, 7 p.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. I want to mention all the listeners in Honolulu. We got a lot out there. Hey, the 50th state, they know their sports, no doubt about it. Well, I want to thank Dominic Mendez, of course, the great Dom's Diner. Hey, is that kid becoming a star or what? He's only in his 20s. He's only in his 20s. He's got broadcast future and greatness written all over him, no doubt about that. Thanks, great Dominic Mendez. Hey, and my producer, week in and week out, listen, we have beef. We scream at each other. He throws things at me. He screams. What can I say? But he's still the greatest producer in all the world. Talk to the incomparable Scott Cuddy. No doubt about it, I have a great team here at Sports by Life. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world, boxing and mixed martial arts, airs each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's right, 8 a.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii, and 2 o'clock on the East Coast and on New York City. Bottom line is, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 34 years now of existence on the radio, your inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, combat sports, that's what Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. right here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network is all about. Until next time, cheers. And don't forget, Taco Man Radio is just what it is, in-your-face radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.